Nedarim daf bay. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'stam v'nu mesech the meseches Nedarim. Nedarim is unique in its originality of thought process. A lot of ideas in meseches Nedarim that don't find expression in other areas in Shas is also the fact that we don't have the regular format of learning Rashi and Tosfos. We have the pirush of the Rosh, which is much more b'kitzur. Rosh is somewhat similar to Rashi. But more importantly, we have the Pirush of the Ran, which is unique. It's the only Rishon on all of Shas that provides a running commentary on a whole Masechta to explain both the Pashut Pshat and to be machiv with such beauty and clarity the everything in the Masechta, the underlying ideas, the ramifications for other sugyas. It's really a combination of Rashi and Tosfos and the Rishonim. Divrei Chaim, the Tzanzim, Rebbe Zatzal was known as saying that Ne'elam Abba, the only thing he would want is a shtender with a nedarim with a pirush haran. In order to open up as a psicha some of the inyanim that find expression over and over again in the Seches Nedarim, I'd like to use as a format the discussion that was the way the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, the Mirror Rosh Yeshiva of Nasan Tzvi, Finkel Zatzal, Zchus Yagon Aleinu, would start Meseches Nedarim by setting up, I bet this is really his Derech Halim in all the Meseches, but Meseches Nedarim, it was especially powerful that he took basic concepts that appear in that Beis and that Gimel, and set up how very many of the ideas in the whole Mesechta, or a good Chelik in the Mesechta, was based on the structure that was provided by the Machlokes in most of the Mesechta to do with Rashi Tosfos, with the Rambam Ravid. Here, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal provided a structure with basic differences between different Rishonim, and l'shitasem he gave a derech for most of Mesechta Nedarim. So what we'll try to do is we'll try to set up some of the basic ideas, and we'll see if in the next few shiurim how these apply, and will give us an overview, really, Bez Hashem, of the whole Mesechta. The Ran in the beginning of the Masech, the beginning of the Perek, the Beis, called Kinuye Nedarim Kinedarim. The Ran introduces the idea of Nedarim. This introduction is given by Rishonim, but with important all the Rishonim, but with important differences. And we'll see where those differences tell us that the Rishonim have a different way of conceptualizing the Yesoidis, the basic Yesoidis of Nedarim. The Ran tells us called Kinuye Nedarim Nedehu Be'echod Mishnei Nedarim. There are two types of Nedarim. Im nidre hegdish u magdish lebedek habayis, oylam izbeach. There's a type of neder which is nidre hegdish, where a person is magdish. Either he gives something to the Beis HaMikdash or he gives a korban to the mizbeach. U beinyin ze eni yochel lahagdish, ela mashu shaloi. Ein adam oysa dovash ein shaloi. A person cannot give away somebody else's house to the Beis HaMikdash. I can't be magdish somebody else's goat to the mizbeach. I can only be magdish that which is mine, v'isuroi, if a person renders something a korban, or he turns something into kedushas bedek habayis, it's kol kolada, it's not subjective, depending on who I mention. Once it's chal na l'shem magdish, there's an isur for anybody in the world to be neder. Or nidre isur, the second type of neder is nidre isur, she'osar al atzmoy dvorim ha-mutorim, u'b'inyin zeh yochel leso afilu nichse chaveru olov, the second type of neder is nidre isur, which is more the subject of our mesechta, and the underlying muhus, the identity of this nidre isur, is that he asers on himself dvarim hamutorim. And this, in this context, I could aser on myself to be neder from somebody else's property. The mesechta Mitzvah Hashem is going to be full of that. I aser on myself hano from somebody else's house. I'm not allowed to walk in. I'm not allowed to have any hano. I aser on myself somebody else's nechos. I'm not allowed to be nene in any substantial, in any real way from somebody else's property. And that is a subjective. It's not shav lakoil. It's not like the nidre hegdish. L'chayre, this chiluk doesn't really capture the essence of the difference between the two different types in the Nedarim. It's only a difference, the fact that I could ask a benidre isu somebody else's property, and the fact that nidre hegdish is koil hakoil is only a tetzot. It's not really a definition. the different definition of Nidre Hegdish and Nidre Isser, Lecher should be what it's doing. Is it creating an Isser? Is it creating an Isser? Or is it creating a state of Hegdish? That Lecher should be the Chilek. The Ran says it somewhat differently. The Ran is telling us that the difference between the two is that over here one can Aser Akol Ha'olam. He can ask for something of his own alcohol oiler, and the Nidre Isser, a person could ask for even somebody else's, and it could be subjective. It could be an Isser for him, not for somebody else, for somebody else, not for him, and so on. Also, what the Ran adds, that's one deal. What the Ran also adds, Nidre Isser's osa es atzmoid al atzmoid dvor hamutorim, chayim means lafuke Nidre Hegdish. That's also not true. Nidre Hegdish also. I take an animal, I take a sheep grazing in my backyard, and I'm Magdishad. I took a Dover Amutar and I turned it into a Dover Asa. Now it belongs to Hegdish. That's the chilik between Nidre Hegdish and Issa Issa. So that's one point. When we read the Ram. When we open up the Ritva, in the beginning of the Masech, the Ritva is also unique in its Pirush, in his Pirush to Nedarim, is that the Ritva is written as a Pirush on the Rif. The Rif is written in a different format. Is written in a different format because the... I'm sorry, it's not even the Pirush of the Rif. It's the Rif is Bekitzer, and there's really Barichus, the Psokim Lahalocha is of the Ramban, and the Ritva is written as a Pirush on the Ramban, which is, so to speak, the running, the place that the Rif normally fills is filled by the Ramban. Now that we have the Pirush of the Ritva in the Mukyesis. Everything, really, all the Rishonim are written differently in the Dharm. The Ritva, in the beginning of his Pirush, as well as the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim, provide Lechayr a different framework for these two types of Nedarim. And he says like this. He says that the basic idea of Nidre Isser is to create an Isser, lesser Isser al-Nafshe, the Pasuk tells in the beginning of Parshas Matos, which is the Parsha of Nedarim. The basic structure of Nedarim that we're learning about in our Masechta is creating from a Dover Amutar, Dover Aser, the Aser, whereas Nidre Hegdish, which he says is really the domain of Seder Kodshin, is the ability of a person to be Mechayiv himself something. He sticks the Moshal into Nidre Hegdish, a person is Mechayiv himself a carbon, a person could also be Mechayiv himself a mitzvah. A person is Mechayiv himself to do something, to learn something, to give something, tzedakah, so on. It's really a different format than what the Ran's using. The Ran is understanding that the difference between Nidre Hegdish and Nidre Isser is in the dynamic, the mechanics of what's Asr and how it's Asr. But both of them are Nidorim of Asring something, of creating from something, from a Dover Mutter, a Dover Asr. The Ritva, the Rambam are telling us that there's really two types of Nidorim. One is a Neder where one Asr something, and one is a Neder where one is Mekabel on himself. Look at the Ritva. Like we just mentioned, the Ritva puts Nidre Tzedakah together with Nidorim. A person creates something by Nidre Tzedakah. The Rambam in Hilchos Matzani in Perek Dalet says that Tzedakah is Bechlal Nidorim. Another difference between these Rishonim and the Ran, we see, we'll start seeing that all these Machlokes seem to be one theme. The Ran in Daf Ches, in Dibre Maskel Lahashkin, clearly says that when a person is Mekabel on himself, Mechayiv himself, to give Tzedakah, it's a totally different thing. It's not part of Parshas Nedarim. The Pasuk says, Beficha Tzedakah, there's a halacha that one can be Mechayiv himself to give Tzedakah. It's not part of Parshas Nedarim. The Ritva clearly says that it's part of the Pasuk, Moitzis Sasecha Tishmo, which is the basic mitzvah Sasei. Look in the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvah, the mitzvah Sasei to be Mechayiv, that is Lois Sasei also, of Bayachul Dvore. But the asay is moitzis v'secha tishmor. That mitzvah asay is koilul tzedakah. The Ran clearly says not the way. The Ran says the fichas v'tzedakah is a separate thing. It's not part of Parshas Nedarim. This is another machlok that we have to explain. Again, the Ritva Rambam's difference between Nidre Hegdish and Nidre Isser, that one is a kabbalah al atzmoy and one is a taking a davar mutar and turning it into a davar aser, asering something, creating an isser, creating a kabbalah to do something. As opposed to the Ran, that seems to say that both of them are, both types of Nedarim are Nedarim of creating something. One is on his own thing, one is on somebody, even on somebody else's. One is subjective, one is for everybody, but they're both forms of asking something. We have to be able to explain what these Rishonim are understanding in terms of the basic concept of Nedar. Let's go step weiter. The Ran in the Mishnah says that there's three parts of this, three types of neder. Ikra neder b'gimul drokim. Ikra neder v'kinuyo v'yodois. Ikra neder. There's a neder. There's, we're going to learn the Mishnah, the Beis. There's the din of kinuyim. And there's the din of yodois. Kinuyim refers to words that are not the regular common usage, but they're words that are other languages or other understandings, but they mean, they have the connotation of a nether. A yad is a form of expression which is not clear. It's kilu, he's only saying out half the sentence out of his mouth. All of them are ikra neser. Ikra neder, sheyoymar dover ze also a lie. And then the Ran adds, ben sheyitvisu bedover acha, ben shelo yitvisu. There's also sugis we'll see later on, dafir al, dafir beis. There's a musik called, a person makes a nether where he asks for something from scratch. He says that this thing should be also a lie. What does it mean, also a lie? Also like chazer? Also like bosom? No, also like a dover anodu, like hegdish. We'll see the musogam later on. There's another type of nether which is called hatvasa. Hatvasa means, so to speak, to attach. I take a chair that's sitting in my house and I want to ask for anodu, and I say I'm matvis the kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, of Bet Gabayis, of Karbonis, onto that chair. It's kilo, I'm not asring the chair. What I'm doing is I'm putting the chair in the realm of those things. It's called atvasa. Kilo, attaching the chair, which is a Dovah Shel Choyl, to Dovah Shel Hagdish, and creating, thereby extending the kedusha, so to speak, onto the chair. Bein itfisu b'davaracha, bein shelo yitfisu ikan nedehu zeh. Kol zeh divrei horan. The Rosh says not that way. The Rosh says that the ikur neder is to be matvis bedover hanodur, but where a person just asks for something, where a person would just say this chair is also a lie behind, oh, that would be considered a secondary form of neder. It's not the ikur neder. We'll soon see what the significance of that is. Another difference that we see in the Ran and the Rosh is that the Ran, when he talks about kinuyim, so to speak, the nicknames that are used for different ideas, that it's not really a word of nether, but it's a word that's used either. It's a word that Chazal Kedeh means a nether, or it's a Goyish Shaloshin, it's Machalik Zubiachin Shaloshin the Gemara. The Ran clearly says that both Laman and Dorm Deraisa, the Rosh, by us in Abbez, Dav Gimel, it's also Taisvis and the Rosh in Nozid Abbez, clearly say, Taisvis has a Chiddush that we're not going to go into, that Kinuim Adirabon. That's another Machalik that needs to be explored. Another machlokes is the Rana Davdalad Amid Beis seems to say that a yad she'enei moichich, which refers to a type of expression which one could use to mean a neder, but it could easily mean something not in the context of the dar. Meaning, say it's a type of phraseology that has two meanings. One is that of a neder. One is not that of a neder. The halacha would be that would be considered, since it does have a connotation of a neder, the Ran says that it would be considered a yad. The Rosh and Dav Heyam and Aleph argues, the Rosh says that if it has two connotations, if somebody says something which is fully spoken out of Lashon Nedarim, no, the neder is chal. But if one speaks out something which is not a full connotation, it's only a yad, and it's eni mechiach because it could be construed as having a different meaning, not in the context of asuring something, the halacha would be that would not be considered a yad. It would not be a neder. It wouldn't be chal. So that's a machlokes legabi kinu. It's machlokes legabi yad, and we have the machlokes in legabi. What's the ikur neder? Is the ikur neder hatfosa and any hatfosa, or the ikur neder is only hatfosa but dover also? But speaking out a whole neder without attaching it to a dover ha'osa, to a dover shalegdish, would not be considered ikur neder. All this has to be explained, Be'ez Hashem. To open up the machlokes, let's present yet another machlokes, but over here the ramifications of the underlying principles are clear. The Ran Dav Tezvov says that if Ruvain asers his nechosim on Shimon, Ruvain said that his nechosim are also to Shimon. If Shimon thereafter is nene from the nechosim, he's not allowed to. If Shimon is nene from the nechosim of Ruvain, who would get malchus? It's clear that the Gemara says you get malchus for bayachol. Bayachol dvore, if one is over on the nether, one is mechalel, the Lashon HaPasuk is the nether, one gets malchus. Who gets malchus? The Ran says that if Ruvain asked Shimon, the Isra Noah is there for Shimon, or if Reuven assured Shimon's Nechasim on himself, the one who's Nene from those Nechasim, where he's not allowed to, would have an Isra, would get Malkus. The Ran is Matmiya on the Rambam. The Rambam says that if Reuven assures Shimon from using his Nechasim, Shimon would not get, Shimon maybe is not allowed to be Nene, but Shimon is really not in violation of his nether. The Rambam says that if Reuven gave Shimon to eat from his Nechasim, Reuven would get Malkus. Even though Shimon is the being Nene, what you see is, and he's Matmiya. He says, how could that be? The one who's eating is the one who's being Nene, and he's being Nene Shalakadin. Look how he's the one to get Malkus. The Rambam clearly understands not that way. What we see over here is, very clearly, that the Ran is understanding that more or less the din of Nedarim, lesser Isra al Nafshoi, is the same thing as in Isra al Noah. More or less the same as Isra al Noah. There are Isra al Noah which are Torah imposed, Basav Cholov, Chazer, Orlo, Klaim, so on and so forth, by the Zorah. And there are Isra al Noah which are created by man. A person could create his own Isra al Noah. I could either Asur up my chair, my house, my Nechasim, by myself, or I could Asur somebody else's Nechasim. The only one who's being over when the Hanoh is taken is the one who's being Nene. It's like Mamash, like Isra al Noah. If I let somebody take Basav Cholov that's in my kitchen, am I over? Maybe I'm over Lifnei, that could be. But who's over on Isra HaNoah? Obviously the person who I don't know. So the Ran understands that there's an Isra HaNoah. If I assur my Nechosim on somebody else, if he's Nene, the Isra HaNoah is an Isra HaNoah for him. He's not allowed to be Nene. He's the one who's over on Bayachel. The Bayachel is his. Bayachel is that he's being Mechalel, the Isra Kedusha, Neder, whatever you want to call it, that was put on the Chafetz. That's the Havana of the Ran. However, what we see from the Rambam had a totally different understanding of what the basic idea of a neder is. The idea of a neder is that when Reuven creates an Isra neder on his possessions, both to himself or to Shimon, what he's doing is he was mekabel on himself that should be the reality. It's a self-created reality, which has the toikiv of a Kabbalah. One is mechuyev to keep. Bayachal dvorim means that one is not allowed to violate that which he created bidiburo. If I created an isra bidiburi, I'm not allowed to violate my word. So what happens, let's say, I create an isra ano on somebody else. I create an isra ano that somebody is not allowed to be nenem my nechosim. How could he be over bayachal? He's eating, but not his dvorim. The pasuk says, bayachal dvorim, moitzes vasecha tishma. The mechayiv, the imperative of Nedarim, is the imperative to keep one's Kabbalah. It's the parasha of Kedushas HaDibur. The Rambam understands that there's no way that Shimon could get Malkus for Bayachel on the Devorim, on the Kabbalah of Reuven. Therefore, only Reuven could get Malkus. Of course, if Reuven asked Shimon, and Shimon forcibly ate from Reuven's chazak, Reuven can't get, he didn't do anything. But if Reuven facilitated Shimon's eating, Reuven was the one who was in violation of Dvarim. It's Reuven's Dvarim, it's Reuven's Kabbalah, it's Reuven's commitment, it's Reuven's Chiv to keep that commitment. So the one who gets Malkus for Bayachal is only Reuven, not Shimon, who actually ate. This is what we see in the fundamental understanding, approach to Nedarim between the Rambam and the Ran. According to the Ran, the imperative for Parashat Nedarim is that a person could create an Isser, could take a davar amuter and turn it into a davar aser. In that case, one has to treat the davar aser as a Torah mandated davar aser. That's the basic idea of Parshas Nedarim. That there's an iser that was chal. The Gemara tells us in Nedarim that beis and beis that neder is an iser cheftza. Neder is an iser that's chal on a chefetz. A person takes a chair and he asks it, but no, it's chal on the chefetz. A shvua is an iser gavra. Shvua is not chal in the chefetz. It's no iser, so to speak, on the item that he asked. It's an imperative on him to watch his word. But according to the Ran, the iser neder, the parasha of Nedarim, Meseches Nedarim, as opposed to Meseches Shvuas, is the parasha of taking a davar mutter, giving it a status of Yisuri Hano, Yisuri Achilu, whatever it is, turning a davar mutter into a davar asa. Whereas according to the Rambam, the parasha of Nedarim is the imperative, Kol HaYotzei Mipiv Yaseh. Moitzes Vasecha Tishmor, Bayachal Dvori, his word has to have the commitment to his word has to have a toikif of a chiyuv gomer. A violation of one's kabbalah, of one's word, is a violation of Parshas Nedarim. We see the same idea in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam in Loisa Sekuf Nun Zayin says that the gather of the love of Vayachol Dvori is lechalal diburoi shemechayev atzmi lo yikayim dvori. The issue is that one treats his word lightly. One, the word is has kedusha. A yid's what moitzis vasecha has kedusha. If one is mechalda by treating it lightly, treating it without respect, that's the love. Look at the Rambam also in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Seh Tzadik Dalet, and the Rambam says that Nidri Hegdish and Nidri Isser are one Mitzvah Seh. There's a Mitzvah Seh, Moitzis Vesach HaTishmar. The Chiyuv is a Chiyuv for a person to be Mekayim Dvorim. Watch, be careful that what comes out of your mouth is honored, is heeded. That's the basic idea of all the Parshat Nedarim in that context, Nidri Hegdish. And this Nidri Isser is really the same thing. The Ramban argues in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, and the Ramban says that Nidre Hegdish is a separate mitzvah say, Moitzis Vasecha Tishmor, be Mekayim that which you are Mekabel, be Mekayim that which comes out of your mouth, that's the imperative of Nidre Hegdish. Nidre Isser is a separate mitzvah say, Kol Yoytzi Mipiv Yaseh. We understand that what that basically means is the point that we pointed out, that when the Ran starts the Masechta, he says that Nidre Isser and Nidre Hegdish are both really the same in the sense that both of them are creating an Isser Chefzer. Both of them are creating a Chefzer Disur. Hegdish also. Hegdish takes something which was Chulin and it turns it into Hegdish. Nidre Isser takes something which was Mutter and it turns it into a Dover also. That's the basic idea, structure of Parshas Nedarim is true by both of them. Both of them are taking something which was one thing, turning it into something else. A person has a koyach to do that. But that's the chiddush of Parshas Nedarim. But both of them, there's one mitzvah say. I'm sorry. According to the Ran holds like the Ran seems to be predicated on the Ramban's understanding. The Ramban struggles in the beginning of Parshas Matos with an understanding of Parshas Nedarim. He says, Bishlaim and Nidre Isser, he's taking a Dover Mut, he's turning it into a Dover Osa. Nidre Hegdish, L'chor is something totally different. Nidre Hegdish, he's Mekabel on himself. When a person says, Harei Olai, I'm a Chuyiv to bring a carbon. As of yet, there's nothing that was turned into something else. There's only a personal obligation to keep, to bring a carbon. The Ramban says, Dvarim Nifloim. It's worth reading the Losh on the Ramban in Posse Gimel, the beginning of Parshas Matos. The Ramban says like this. The Ramban says, Amirosi L'gvoya, Nischaivu Boi Nechosov, Kimisirosi L'hedi. When a person creates on himself a chiyuv to bring a carbon, it's not just that's chal on him, it's chal also on his property. Or, he says, Nidre Hegdish has that the chayfet, Mipnei sheyeshbem chayfet nesa lehedit, afterwards, the person says, Harei alai the choiv to give to Bedek Abayis, or Harei alai choiv to bring a carbon. Afterwards, there'll be a chayfet, there'll be a carbon, or there'll be something that'll be given to the Beis HaMikdosh. V'nitves legevoya kishe yafrish ulefikoch mishor rishoino chal chiyuv neder al mechosov. The iser chefit, so to speak, the iser chefza, is created by the vehicle now of the harei olai. The Ramban is mechadish that the basic structure of a neder is taka, asring a chefit, asring, taking a dover mutter and turning it into a dover also. And that's true by Hegdish also. Except by Hegdish, it's two-staged. By Hegdish, there's a Harei Olai stage, but the Harei Olai stage is only a way that afterwards there will be, that Harei Olai will find expression in the chefetz that will become also. The Ramban says that that's why when a person says Harei Olai, even though it's only on the limit, the level of personal obligation, it's chal in his nechosim that Hegdish has a shibud nechosim, it's chal a kiyuv moment, because it has to be chal someplace. The Ramban understands that the basic imperative of Pasuk Parshas Nedarim is creating an issue on something which there before didn't have an issue. He takes a Dover Mut and he turns it into Dover also. That's true by Hegdish also. But we understand on the Ramban's level, in the Ramban's world, since there's really two ways that Nedarim find expression, there's the directly asuring a chayv, it's taking a chair, taking the chosim, and asuring them, creating on them a status of a dover and nodder, of a chefetz di isura. And there's the nidre hegdish, which starts with creating a personal obligation, a harei olai. The imperative of the harei olai to be mekayim creates memelo the isur chayfetz. We understand there's two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah in terms of creating a chayfetz. And the Ramban is talking about asking on the Rambam, the nidre hegdish is from the mitzvah say Moitzis Vasecha Tishmor, which carries with it more the ring of a personal obligation. watch, shmor, that which comes out of your mouth. Be mekayim obligations which are incumbent on you. That's the ikar of the neder. It's only afterwards turns into a nitzach hefetz. Ma she'enkin, mikol ayoitz mipiv yaseh, refers to the fact that when a person lets out of his mouth the turning something mutter into something aser, chal in the chefetz adover a status of a chatichah d'yisuro, chal ayoitz mipiv, that which comes out of his mouth, creates a reality, yes, you have to do that. It's a separate mitzvah say. According to the Rambam, we said there's only one mitzvah say. The one mitzvah say is a basic imperative on a person to watch which comes out of his mouth. Whatever a person comes out of his mouth has the imperative of halacha, the same way a person mechuyav to keep Shabbos. If he creates on himself, if he creates out of something, a dover also, if he creates on himself a personal obligation, he has to honor that which comes out of his mouth. Lebal yichal dvor. There's only one mitzvah. There might be two types in the dorm, one's chal nechevitz, one's chal nim. Like the Rambam says, we pointed out to Ritva, and the Rambam say that there's two types of nedorim. Beis, suge nedorim. One is being with Kabbalah on himself, and one is asur nechevitz. But both of them have the same idea. The same idea is that both of them, the imperative is that a person has to chal asher yoytz mipiv yaseh lebal yichal ol dvori. The personal obligation is legabi the dvorim. According to Rambam, the dvorim is only the means by which one creates a chatichah d'isur. Mashenkev and nidri hegdish, even though the final product, like the Rambam says in Matos, is the isur chefter, but the vehicle by which it's created is the personal obligation. That's a separate mitzvah say. So that would explain very many of the Rambams. The Rambam, the Ramban would explain the differences that we explain between the Ran. The Ran is going with the shita of the Ramban. The Rosh will be going with the shita of the Rambam, and that's why the Rosh and Dav Ches will point out one more nekuda, where the Rosh and Dav Ches in the sugya of Ashkim the Eshne, neder godla lekeiso. The Gemara says that a person makes a neder to get up one morning by smother and to learn that day 25 daf. He makes a certain amount, he's going to learn on that day. Neder godla, the Gemara says, nodala lekeiso. The Ran says, neder? What's a neder? What did he ask her? He created on himself a personal obligation. That's a neder? The Ran says, doesn't mean a neder. It means a shvua. The Gemara seems to say neder. The Rosh says, no. The Rosh says, it might not be a neder of answering something, but it's still a neder like nidre tzedakah. Remember we said that nidre tzedakah, the Ran clearly says that it's not part of nedarim. Why is that? Because when a person says, I'm going to give this $100 to tzedakah, he's obligated, and he has to give those $100, but as of yet, nothing was chal in the tzedakah money. No kedusha, no iser, nothing was chal in the chefetz. It's a personal obligation. That's a separate din. It's not part of Parshas nedarim. The Rosh clearly says later on that the Parsha of nidre tzedakah is a personal obligation, which is also nedarim. The Rosh understands, like the Rambam, that the basic structure of Parshas Nedarim, the thrust of Parshas Nedarim, is the personal obligation that's chal on a person. Sometimes it's chal on a chayfet, sometimes it's chal on him, but it's both the same idea. According to the Ram, the only expression of proper Parshas Nedarim is only when it's chal in a chayfet. Tzedakah, nothing happened to the $100. There's no hegdish, there's no iser. Nothing happened to it. There's a personal obligation that's chal on him. That is not part of Parshas Nedarim. So mele neder godl nodar, where a person said he's going to learn a certain amount. How could that be a neder? What were his words chal on? What they asked for? What they create? What reality did they change? According to Rosh, you don't have to change a reality. When a person is mekabel on himself to do something, that's also a neder. In Mi'as Hashem, the next shir, we'll see that the ramifications in terms of what the diburim of what the significance of the words that are used to create nedarim are also toluy in this thought process of what the underlying concept, the underlying yisoid of Hilchos Nedarim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.